الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أسك الله تبارك وتعالى to accept our meeting and guide us for knowledge. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, من يرد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين. حديث معاوية في البخاري. If Allah tabarak wa ta'ala want to make any one of us good, successful in this life and even in the hereafter, He will guide you to understand your deen. Muslim has to give a time, male and female, to give a time to study his religion. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet said in the authentic hadith, that's hadith also in Bukhari and Muslim, طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم ومسلمة. Seeking knowledge is فريضة, فرض, for every single male and female in Islam. Because the differences between the knowledgeable and the non-knowledgeable, it's like the علم. It's like the gap between the heaven and earth. Could you imagine how much is the gap between the heaven and earth? That's the differences between the knowledgeable and the non-knowledgeable. If you are not knowledgeable, actually you will be surrounded by the shaitan. You will be easy material of the shaitan. Many people, I had a meeting with one of the brother yesterday. He explained to me. He told me, Sheikh, my iman is very weak. And every time I found myself in the way of the shaitan. What is the reason? I have to sit down and explain for him, inshallah ta'ala, everything. So, knowledge is very important. As we see, why I say this introductions, as you see, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Nabi, one of the Ulul Azm, five, great prophet, Kalimullah. And then what happened to him? He claimed when his own people asked him, Ya Musa, who is the most knowledgeable in this land? He said, I. And he did not relate the ilm to who, refer the ilm to who? To Allah tabaraka ta'ala. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٍ. You receive not from the knowledge. You receive not from the knowledge except what? Very few. Very little. So this story, actually why I bring it, to show you Nabiullah, Kalimullah, Allah spoke direct to Musa alayhi salam, and then Allah blamed him. Allah blamed him because he said, I the most knowledgeable. Because Sayyidina Musa deal with the case naturally. He's a Nabi, he's a prophet. Yes, he feel it that way. He's a Nabi, Allah choose him. Allah spoke with him direct. Without any turjuman, without any interpretations, without any engine. But with that, Allah blamed him. Okay, Musa, you said you are a knowledgeable person. There is a certain servant, هناك عبد لي, عبد صالح. He has a knowledge which you don't have it. He has a certain knowledge which you don't have it. Then Sayyidina Musa right away, قَالَ يَا رَبِّ دُلَّنِي عَلَيْهِ. Oh my Lord, show me, guide me to find this person. And here is a knowledgeable, here is a Nabi. And as we clear it, Al-Khadr عليه السلام is not a Nabi, is a عبد صالح, a righteous servant of Allah تبارك وتعالى. Allah feed him with a certain knowledge, not the whole ilm, certain knowledge. But Sayyidina Musa, when he found short in the knowledge in which he needed right away, he said, my Lord, show me, guide me, where I can, how can I find this servant? Then Allah تبارك وتعالى told, أَوْحَى اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. Allah inspired to Musa and يركب البحر, to go through in the sea, to ride the sea. It means sail in the sea, to get a ship in the sea.
فركب البحر ومعه سيدنا يوشع ابن نون. ابن نون. And he got his servant boy. His name is يوشع ابن نون. He's a Nabi. He's a prophet too. Later on, after Musa, he became Nabi. عليه السلام وعلى نبينا أفضل الصلاة والسلام. Both of them, they took it. Why you need me to take the ship in the sea, Ya Allah? He said, أن تأتي بالحوت. There is a fish. Take a fish with you. وضعه في مكتل. مكتل, it's mean, it's like something you remember back to the village. المقطف شيخنا. He's not here. Sheikh Abdullah is not here. But anyway, في مقطف. مقطف is mean مكتل. But in Arabic language, مكتل. مقطف. مقطف, it's mean like a basket. People used to put all the stuff inside. They make it from the tree leaves. They used to have it with the two hands like this. It's like a bag. But they used to make this actually in the best in the village. Sheikh Abdullah, Sheikh Ali is a very young. He doesn't know about the older generation because he's very young. Anyway, subhanAllah. So Sayyidina Musa, he caught the fish. And he brought it in this basket with him. Then after that, Allah inspired to Musa. You will find my servant, righteous man at the junction of the two seas. Junction of the two seas. We don't know. The ulama give different interpretation about where is the place. Allah knows. But there is a junction of the two seas. You will find my servant, righteous man, Al-Khadr, when you lose the fish. When you lose what?
Fish.
The fish. Have Sayyidina Musa, what are you going to do? You're going to eat the fish raw? What are you going to do with the fish? He has to what? Bake it. He baked it. SubhanAllah. And they carry this fish and they reach the place. They reach the place at the junction of the two seas. They reach it already. So Sayyidina Musa, he became tired. And he told his servant, boy or servant, boy, yes, ghulam, I want to get rest. I will take a rest. But watch the fish. Watch the fish. They already ate from the fish. They already ate some of the fish. It is baked. They use it in the road. It's a long trip. So what happened after that? He told them, watch, I'm going to sleep for a while. And watch the fish. يوشع ابن نون عليه السلام, he told him, it's easy. I will guard it. I will be easy. So he told him, watch the fish. If the fish jumping in the water, that is the place we're going to meet who? Al-Khadr. It's a miracle. For you and me, baked fish and became alive. That's unbelievable. All this story narrated by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith, as we're going to see. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he said, I'm going to sleep for a while and watch the fish. If the fish became alive and jump in the water, that means the fish will jump from out of the basket, and then after that will move and walking in the sand until away, slipping away in the what? On the sea. Allah. Sayyidina Yusha ibn Nun, he said, that's easy. But he should say what?
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Because inshallah, as we cleared before, but I'm going to say it again for the new member today. Even if it was yaqeen, even if you have fact and truth, don't ever say, I will do it unless you say what?
Inshallah.
Like for example, I'm going to ask you, a Mujahid. هل ستموت? Are you going to die? What your answer?
Inshallah.
So everybody could say the word actually, نعم, yes. I will die. But you shouldn't even say, I will die, unless you say what? Inshallah. What is the evidence? Look what the Prophet, we clearly before in this masjid, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he used to enter the cemetery, what did he say to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sheikh? What did he say? قال السلام عليكم أهل المقابر. He gives salam to the people in the grave. They're gonna hear me. Yes, they hear you. أنتم السابقون. You are the foremost. You are before. You are first. ونحن, and we are. إن شاء الله بكم لاحقون. إن شاء الله will follow you. The Prophet spoke to the dead people. طيب. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Surah Al-Hajj. لَتَدْخُلُنَّ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامَ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ آمِنِينَ مُحَلِّقِينَ رُؤُوسَكُمْ وَمُقَصِّرِينَ لَا تَخَافُونَ فَعَلِمَ مَا لَمْ تَعْلَمُوا فَجَعَلَ مِنْ دُونِ ذَلِكَ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. Allah said, لَتَدْخُلُنَّ. The lamb here, which Allah started the word with it, لَتَدْخُلُنَّ, for sure. Because when the Prophet and all the Sahaba, they were in Medina, their heart connected with the Holy Masjid. They love to go to Zahara, the Haram Sharif. They still love to go to the Kaaba. They need to see all of this. They grow up in Mecca. That the Mecca, their own town. So they are in Medina, but their heart is still connected with the Holy House of Allah, Mecca. Then Allah, He gave it the good news to the Prophet ﷺ, لَتَدْخُلُنَّ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامِ. For sure, indeed, you will enter the Holy Masjid. Huh? إن شاء الله آمني. So Allah, He clear it for us, they will enter it. لَتَدْخُلُنَّ, for sure, indeed, you will enter the Holy Masjid. He gives them a good news, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But Allah, He will teach us what, and teach the Prophet, teach all the Sahaba, and teach all of us until the day of the judgment. إن شاء الله آمنين. This time when you enter the Masjid, you will enter the Holy Masjid آمنين. Aman. What's Aman mean? Peace, we're safe, nobody gonna fight with you, and that is fact. The Prophet ﷺ enter Mecca and open Mecca without a single drop of blood. So Allah, He gave it to Aminin, and then Allah also, He told them that you're going to perform the Hajj and Umrah, muhalliqina ru'usakum wa muqassirin, and while you are shaving your head, and or you make it qasr. So Allah, He show us how we deal even with our head, either to shave it or to what? To make it qasr. Let me get exactly short. But when you make it short, Ya Sheikh Ali, you don't make it in one. The brother, he loves the style. He doesn't want the last style. He takes some little bit, tuck, and one from here and one here. All the hair. If you want to make it cut small. And if you shave it, it will be better. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he pray and make dua for those who shave it how many times? Three times. And those who make it qasr, as mean short, the Prophet ﷺ, he make what? After the Sahaba, they repeat it. Ya Rasulullah, muqassirin. He said, shave. But what about those who make it short, Ya Rasulullah? Muhalliqin. He make dua for those who shaved. Third one, until the Sahaba, after the third one, Ya Rasulullah, what about those who make it short? He said, and Allah, the Prophet ﷺ, he make dua for those who make it short. So priority, three times for shaved. But there is nothing wrong if you make it short. The Prophet included you for dua, but he includes. So, مُحَلِّقِينَ رُؤُوسَكُمْ وَمُقَصِّرِينَ لَا تَخَافُونَ. No fear after today. No fear. You don't afraid from anyone in Mecca. فَعَلِمَ مَا لَمْ تَعْلَمُوا. And Allah knew which you don't know. What is that, Ya Allah? فَجَعَلَ مِن دُونِ ذَلِكَ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. And Allah, He make it more than that. More than that, he make a great opening for the believer to enter the Mecca, and the Islam spread it all over. So the Prophet, he sacrificed him and the Sahaba for how many years, and today all over the world the Muslim became like almost like 2 billion. Come back to our story. Sayyidina Musa, he told Yusha ibn Nun what? Watch the what? Beautiful. Told him, yes, it's easy. I will do that. Sayyidina Musa slipped. And the fish, he watched the basket. He found the fish jumping. Big the fish, jumping. Then after that, jump from the basket. Then all the fish actually halfway, that some of the meat already has been eating. Halfway until it's slipping away, actually where? In the water. So Yusha ibn Nun, I need you to take you to the real picture now. Because the story when I tell you, don't feel it. But I ask you by the name of Allah today, Sheikh Mustafa, while you're sitting actually in the desert and nobody around you, he found the fish jump and a life came to the fish and so on and so, what's going to happen to you? It's not easy. It's not easy, it's scary. Subhanallah. So subhanAllah, a lot of brothers actually came to me in the masjid and told me, Sheikh, I moved to a new apartment and while I'm praying, I found somebody take my clothes. He pulled me out. He said, Subhanallah, ya akhi, what happened to you? He said, Wallahi, ya sheikh, happened. I don't know. I need to leave my apartment. So it's actually, if you walk, ya sheikh Muhammad, in a dark place in the street, and you find some sound around you or something around you, what's going to happen to your hair? Boom. Is that right or not? He says, that's the human. Don't tell me. That's why Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went and met the jinn, because Allah commanded the Prophet ﷺ to go and meet the jinn. None one of the Sahaba go with the Prophet ﷺ except the most weakest Sahaba among the Sahaba. Who is this? Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Umar is there. Everybody actually, all the hero, Ali is there. The hero is strong. None one of them go with the Prophet ﷺ except Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he did not even go closer. He just went all the way back actually to watch what happened. What did you see, Abdullah? He said, I found actually, I heard the sound. I heard the conversation between the Prophet and the jinn. And then I found actually like exactly small hill all around, but I don't see anything. Subhanallah. So Yusha ibn Nun, because of that, he was scared. He forgot to tell Musa alayhi salam. He forgot. Musa wake up, he forgot to tell him. And that is the place to meet who? Al-Khadr. Since after that, they took themselves for another long trip. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, how long, Ya Rasulullah, he walked here more? He left the junction of the sea, which Al-Khadr is there. He's there. But what happened? How long he walked, Ya Rasulullah? Him and Yusha ibn Nun, he said, one complete day in the desert. Then after that, Musa alayhi salam, he feel hungry. How they remember? They did not remember, both of them, they did not remember the fish are old. And they walk one hand all day. They did not even remember the fish are old. That's why Allah says in the Quran, what? In the Quran, the ayah from the book of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَ قال لفتاه آتنا غداءنا لقد لقينا من سفرنا هذا نصبا فلما جاوز. Allah said here in the translation, فلما جاوز, that's mean and when they passed beyond. Musa said to his boy bringing us our morning meal. What is the morning meal is?
Fish.
Here you go. Bring us our morning meal. We have certainly suffered in this journey much fatigue. too much, they became very hungry. He feel hungry after he cook whole day. Subhanallah, how strong our messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Musa, how strong. Somebody walk in the desert without eating after this for the whole day. Ya Sheikh Ali, if we miss one meal, you're gonna make revolutions. You're gonna make too much trouble. Could you imagine if you come back to your house and your wife, she did not cook? What you gonna do for your house? Come on! And you're gonna make too much trouble in the house. But they work for the whole day, 24 hours. آتنا غداءنا. Give us our morning meal. Where is the fish? Then Yusha ibn Nun alayhi salam, he remember, I forgot to tell you. وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانِ أَنْ أَذْكُرُهُ. And the only one who make me forget this, who is this?
Shaitan.
The shaitan. Subhanallah. So they forgot the meal. That's why في بعض الأثر شيخنا, in some tafsir, when I go deep to study this tafsir and the explanation tafsir of Quran, they say there is the offspring, children of this fish. Some of the Sahaba, they saw it in the water. Some of the Sahaba, when they ride the sea, they saw certain fish half bones and half has meat. They say this is the children of all this fish. Because the fish, remember, come back to where? Allah give me the life again, and slipping away in the water again. That's why, but wallahu a'lam about this. Therefore, this is very important for us. But what I need before you close it out, because the story today, subhanAllah, I have more than that, but I'm going to stop with this. طلب العلم طلب النفيس. Very value in your life, don't ever leave it. The ilm. Sheikh Mustafa die. Sheikh Abdullah die. Sheikh Ali die. May Allah bless all of you. Don't ever leave the ilm. The knowledge is very important for all of us. Sayyidina Musa is the Nabi. He left it to what? Because he still needs to increase his knowledge. After Allah informed him, there is servant, righteous man, he carry knowledge which you don't have. He cut a long trip in the desert to find where is Al-Khadr, to seek what? To seek the knowledge. To seek the knowledge, inshaAllah ta'ala. Therefore he say, إِذَا قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ لَا أَبْرَحُ حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ أَوْ أَمْضِيَ حُقُبًا. And you remember, ya Muhammad, Allah told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Musa said to his servant, لَا أَبْرَحُ, I will never leave it, I will never get rest, حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ, until I reach the junction of the two seas, أَوْ أَمْضِيَ حُقُبًا, even if it's gonna cost me to do what? To spend all my life to look for this servant man, I will do it. What is to show you? Today, you call in the people for ilm, you call in the people for knowledge. Everybody, Sheikh Mustafa, are gonna speak today, Salah, I know everything. We speak about Al-Khadr and so, Surah Al-Kahf. I know. We speak about Zakah. Zakah is very easy. We're going to speak about Al-Hajj. Oh, don't tell me about Al-Hajj. Everything he knows. Therefore, some of our people in our community, those who carry responsibility of the da'wah, their own culture, they make them so proud through Mufti, the great scholar, and so and so. Subhanallah, al-ilm, it's all of us, we are a student. One of the respected brother in this masjid, and he said, Sheikh Mustafa, he always said, my opinion equal zero, zero, zero. So if your opinion is equal zero and you are not a mufti, why you give fatwa? I said, subhanallah, whoever say about himself, alim, indeed equal ignorant. Ignorant. Nobody allowed in Islam to sit down and say, I am a alim. I am a Mufti. And because of the community, they found him as a good speaker. So he became like, I am the knowledgeable. I am so and so. One of the brothers yesterday in the masjid told me, he met one of the Afro-American. He met him. He told him, you know what? Very soon I will be Mufti. Very soon I will be what? Mufti. So then the brother, he asked him, what do you mean about this? He said, I study some of the Christianity. I have no idea what is this going to do with our religion. But he study Christianity. Then after that, I study some Islam. Then the brother, he asked him, how many surah in the Quran? He told him, few. So how come, ya akhi, you call yourself very soon, I'm going to be Mufti. And you have only for a couple of surah. Or somebody like poor, like Sheikh Mustafa, and claim that he is the alim. It doesn't mean I tell you the alim. I just actually work and study hard to give you this material easy. But I don't give you fatwa. I'm not a mufti. I'm not a alim. But you have it. You have right to challenging with me to tell me where does that come from. Give it to me in what book? That the people are giving through fatwa like this, and when he told them, where does that come from? Sunnah. So what is that in what book? Sunnah. What book, ya akhi? Sunnah. Because he carried from his grandfather, and the local imam, who became imam in the local masjid by seniority, without a study the Islam. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to granting all of us in knowledge, inshaAllah. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to make all of us among those who listen and obey. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa aqbal minna. Allahumma zidna ilman wa la tanqusna. Allahumma zidna ilman wa la tanqusna. Waj'alu fi mizani hasanatina. Allahumma ya Rabbi, ij'alna minna lazina astam'una al-qawla fattabi'una ahsana. Ya Rabbi, irfa' darajatina indik. Waj'alna min ibadika al-mukhlasin. تب علينا توبة ترضاها قبل الموت لا تعذبنا فأنت علينا قادر يا الله don't punish us because we are not able to receive this punishment يا الله enter all of us the jannah with your rahmah with your mercy يا الله يا الله we are a sinner forgive us our sins يا الله يا الله forgive all our parents يا الله and enter them the paradise يا الله guide our children to be a true believer save them from the shaitan and from the campaign of the shaitan. Ya Allah, make our wife, it's the eye of comfort for all of us. Ya Allah, save all the Muslim community in everywhere. Ya Allah, give victory for the Islam in everywhere. Ya Allah, give shifa for those who are suffering from the disease. Ya Allah, provide us hajj and umrah very soon. Ya Allah, help the board of Masjid Manhattan to earn through the board, the member of Masjid Manhattan to complete the project of Masjid Manhattan and to make it only for you, Ya Allah. Sincerely for you, Ya Allah. And help us to complete this project, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make all of us among those who actually follow the Quran and Sunnah Rasulullah. Ya Allah, bless all the Muslims everywhere. Bless the Jama'ah of Masjid Manhattan and all the Muslims everywhere. Ya Allah, we ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to resurrect all of us in Jannatul Firdaus with our beloved Muhammad. Save us from the grave. Save us from the hellfire. Save us from the fitna in this life. اللهم اقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وجزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. This classes will be in our website.